Imagine discovering that something you've done your entire life, something your parents taught you, something celebrated in your culture, actually contradicts your deepest values. This is the awakening that launches the vegan journey. What begins as a simple dietary choice quickly reveals itself as something far more profound, a realignment of actions with values, a reclaiming of childhood compassion, and ultimately, a transformation of identity. The journey isn't always smooth. It involves navigating social pressure, confronting uncomfortable truths, and rebuilding relationships. But for those who persist, it leads to unexpected expansion rather than restriction. This journey toward compassionate living isn't just about what's on your plate, it's about who you become in the process. From our earliest years, we're immersed in contradictions. Children's rooms overflow with animal imagery, while parents encourage gentle interactions with animals. Yet these same children are conditioned to eat animals, their natural compassion dismantled through cultural practices and linguistic deception. We eat beef, not cows, creating distance between the animal and the meal. This contradiction creates cognitive dissonance when our actions contradict our beliefs. Most resolve this by creating artificial categories. Some animals are pets deserving protection, while others are food deserving none, though science shows no meaningful distinction in their capacity to suffer. This willful blindness is institutionally reinforced. Factory farms operate hidden in rural areas, while ag gag laws criminalize documentation of farming practices. Marketing creates comforting fictions, happy cartoon animals on packaging, while realities remain concealed. When these barriers fall, we might wonder, how did I participate for so long? What we fear knowing ultimately becomes our liberation. Being blind leaves us vulnerable, while facing facts empowers us to align our values with our daily choices, reconciling the dissonance that drains our psychological energy. When the veil lifts, newly awakened vegans often plunge into bearing witness, immersing themselves in animal suffering through documentaries, books, and social media. While necessary, this stage carries significant emotional risks. Many experience compassion fatigue from continuous exposure to suffering without adequate coping mechanisms. They may feel isolated in their new awareness, alienated from friends and family who remain unaware. Some develop anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress symptoms from disturbing imagery. The challenge becomes finding balance, caring deeply without being consumed. This means setting boundaries around disturbing content, perhaps limiting research to specific times, or establishing content-free days. Stress reduction techniques like meditation, breathing, and exercise help process difficult emotions. Bearing witness should be reframed as empowerment rather than martyrdom. By facing what most avoid, vegans develop emotional strengths and moral clarity. This equilibrium allows them to remain effective advocates while protecting their well-being, a crucial foundation for sustainable activism. After all, what good is compassion for animals if we have none left for ourselves? For many vegans, awakening to animal suffering triggers guilt about past participation in these systems. This remorse becomes paralyzing when it transforms into perfectionism, the belief that any mistake undermines one's entire ethical stance. These concerns reflect binary thinking, the belief that one is either perfectly vegan or not vegan at all. This all-or-nothing mentality can lead to anxiety, isolation, and even abandonment of veganism when perfection proves impossible. A more sustainable approach recognizes that imperfect humans in an imperfect world, using veganism to reduce harm is a fantastic way to reflect our values. Veganism exists on a spectrum rather than as an absolute state. Even long-time vegans encounter situations where complete avoidance of animal products is impossible, such as necessary medications or social situations. Self-forgiveness involves examining our attachment to remorse, becoming willing to let go, identifying what we feel remorseful about, forgiving ourselves, and making amends, transforming guilt from a burden into a catalyst for positive action. True veganism isn't about achieving perfection, but about making conscious choices aligned with compassion and harm reduction. What if we approached our ethical journey not as a test to pass, but as a practice to deepen? Coming out as vegan represents more than a dietary change. It's a fundamental shift in social identity that often triggers strong reactions. Some face hostility, while others encounter well-meaning but frustrating attempts to fix their choice. Many new vegans retreat into what sociologists call defensive cowering, downplaying their identity to avoid stigma. This hiding often leads to isolation and depression, significantly increasing the likelihood of abandoning veganism. Research confirms this social dimension. 84% of former vegans weren't active in vegan communities, and those who maintained contact with other vegans were 3 times more likely to sustain their commitment. Finding community emerges as perhaps the most crucial factor in maintaining veganism. This might mean connecting through local meetups, veg fests, online forums, or social media groups. If no local community exists, starting one with monthly potlucks or book discussions can build a supportive network. Within these communities, diversity of thought strengthens rather than weakens the movement. True community makes room for differences while recognizing shared values of compassion. What initially appears restrictive about veganism ultimately becomes expansive, opening new perspectives and experiences. After making the leap, many wonder why they didn't do it sooner, finding exploration an adventure rather than a burden. This expansion occurs across multiple dimensions. Culinarily, vegans discover global cuisines and ingredients previously overlooked. Despite concerns about monotony, most report their palates expanding dramatically as they explore Ethiopian, Burmese, Indian, and Thai foods. They learn to prepare ingredients like tofu, seitan, and tempeh, often developing cooking skills they never had. Beyond food, vegans frequently perceive the world differently. Their awareness extends to environmental issues, human rights, and personal growth. Many develop increased empathy for oppressed humans after recognizing animal oppression. As one vegan writes, "I feel an astounding appreciation for all life on this planet and for each creature." Research confirms that those with multiple motivations for veganism, health, ethics, environment, typically maintain their commitment longer than those with a single reason, suggesting that as awareness broadens, commitment deepens. Unlike fairy tales, the vegan journey has no final destination. Each day presents new challenges, from social situations to ethical questions about food technology. What sustains this journey is hope, not blind optimism, but reasoned confidence in progress. Being vegan means expansion rather than restriction, saying yes to health, compassion, and accountability. It means exploring diverse plant milks, discovering centuries-old naturally vegan cuisines, and transforming values into action. The journey transforms not just our diet, but our relationship with all living beings. In our disconnected world, choosing compassion creates a way of being where daily choices reflect our highest values and connect us to life's web. Perhaps the greatest discovery is that joy comes from working to alleviate suffering rather than ignoring it. When we align actions with values, we find liberation, the freedom to live authentically in a world needing more compassion.